It's not just governments and international collaborations that can set up protected areas. In situ conservation of species and their habitats can occur as well in private reserves. And many of the strengths of private reserves in particular come when the area of concern is a relatively small area, but is critical for conservation, where large parks may not be feasible, where a lot of people live, and yet there are areas of conservation concern of high biodiversity that can be protected in small areas. Another strength of private reserves is that they don't involve government. Instead, they involve local people, and the benefits thus accrue more directly to local people. So pictured here in the left image is a family that owns the Albahuma Orchid Reserve, is a locally run small 300 hectare reserve in Ecuador that protects cloud forests, including important corridor areas for the spectacled bear and other Andean species. And so the benefits of small private reserves accrue to local people and to local communities, and oftentimes local people could become conservation leaders and opinion leaders in the communities where they are. Weaknesses, of course, sometimes there's always a flip side. The small size of private reserves relative to large national parks is their small size as well. So small size can sometimes not protect as effectively some of the larger animals. And landowner commitments. You know, landowners can sell their land. It can be inherited by their offspring who may have different levels of commitment to conservation. And so they may not be as long-term, which can be construed as a weakness. And also, oftentimes, people, in order to set land aside for conservation, they're going to need some kind of incentive, because oftentimes that's going to restrict the things they can do on their land, like, you know, convert it to agriculture. And so there usually have to be some kind of incentives or some kind of legal frameworks that exist to actually designate the land as a reserve that provides some kind of benefit to the landowner.